Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Sleepwalker by Joseph Knox, published by Doubleday in 2019. Today's book is all about corruption, redemption, and dirty justice. Detective Sergeant Aidan Watts is on a special assignment to watch over a dying serial killer in hospital and hopefully extract his final confession from him, the location of a little girl's body which has never been found. Watts is no angel himself. With a history of drug abuse, seedy practices and a heavy hand with suspects, Watts has strayed too close to the line between the cops and the criminals, and he's not proud of the things he's done. The killer known as the Sleepwalker is being secretly housed in a section of the hospital away from the rest of the patients and staff, yet somehow someone finds out where the Sleepwalker is and comes to take their final revenge, firebombing the room, killing the killer and another cop, and injuring D.S. Waits' partner. But not before the Sleepwalker whispers his dying confession to Waits. The only one escaping unscathed, Waits is put on assignment to find the woman in the green tracksuit seen running from the crime. He's also given a new partner by his bullying senior officer, a young female constable on the rise, while Waits' own career is hanging by a thread. And if his career jeopardy wasn't enough, the local untouchable crime boss has a vendetta against him, and there's a black Mercedes following him everywhere he goes. The Sleepwalker is a fresh, fast-paced crime thriller with so many twists and turns and double crossings. I had no idea where this book was going, and I loved it. It felt original, nothing like other crime novels I've read, even though the basics were the same. And this book kept me up reading late into the night and gasping aloud at the revelations. Perhaps it was the main character of Waits, a messed up man on the brink of suicide, battling between his own stupid, risky behaviour and his guilt at what he's done. Waits is torn in so many different directions: his own personal gain and safety, his commanding officer, his estranged family, solving the crime itself, and then to make everything worse, he seems to have an inconvenient sense of justice nagging at him. With no one to trust, or so he thinks, Waits feels that this is all his own crusade and digs himself deeper into trouble as a result. Many times I was shaking my head at his actions. And the world of Waits' Manchester is gritty, brutal and grimy, filled with gangsters, career-chasing cops, prisons, squats, drug dealers and nightclubs. Violence and crime seem to be the norm, and it's not just the supposed bad guys. Everyone is grey. After I finished reading The Sleepwalker, I found out that it's actually the third in the Aidan Waits series, but you can completely enjoy it standalone. Although now I actually want to go back to the start and read them from the beginning. So if you like dark and twisted crime thrillers, Manchester, flawed heroes, revenge, redemption and grit, I heartily recommend The Sleepwalker by Joseph Knox. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.